That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
America needs to get a good night's sleep.
America.
Listen up, yawners. A Gallup poll released yesterday found that 57% of Americans say that they would feel better if they could get more sleep.
There's no way people are getting eight. I feel like six is the new eight.
I do too. That's kind of what I get.
I usually get five. I can get five. Five is
pretty
solid.
I can get about five.
Yeah. Mine's not, like during the week, Monday through, through Thursday, I'm five or less. But it's disrupted hourly.
What are they saying people are getting?
They are saying that people are not getting what they need. It looks as though, the majority of people are kind of like slept 6 to 7 hours. That was 33%. And I mean, that is something where that number of people who are sleeping those 6 or 7 hours is increasing. Only 26% say they get about 8 hours or more.
And I wonder if they're even getting quality sleep, because you can get like 7 hours and wake up and feel like you didn't get any sleep.
Oh God, I hear you. I've never questioned it. So when they say 8 hours, that's 8 hours, one complete dose,
a whole sleep
right?
cycle.
Oh, the whole sleep cycle.
Because
okay.
It doesn't count when you break it up. Trust me. I've asked my doctor. I get maybe close to 8 hours. They're
in
like consecutively.
Yeah,
and
where
like,
you do like 5 and 3 or 4 and 4.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 4 and 4. Well, usually what I do is 5 and 2. So I'm actually only getting 7.
Okay.
Which is not great. And then when you break it up into 5 and 2, it's really bad. 5 hours or less category was, they said, basically unheard of in 1942. There was nobody that said that they slept for 5 hours or less. Now that is like the pervasive thing.
So you get 2 hours, roughly 2 hours of a nap.
Usually about 90 minutes. Like 90 minutes. I mean, I've been really bad with my, what they call sleep hygiene, which I think is the weirdest term, but I'm not the best. I sit and I've had a lot of trouble getting to sleep for the last couple of months, like just lay in bed and think about
hate
it. You know.
Yeah, I think too much. You bet. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I don't know how you don't nap. You don't nap often.
I still sleep like a child.
Yeah, I don't. Gosh.
You pass out and you're just out.
Yeah, and I can sleep in on weekends. You know, like I look forward to it. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited to sleep. Right?
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, my husband is, if there was an Olympic sport.
He'd win.
He'd be on a Wheaties box holding his gold medal.
His pillow.
His eyes barely opened.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, Jeff would be this right next to him.
He is not afraid.
Oh my God, that is funny.
He is the total Irish dad where it's like, let's check out this couch. And when I mean check it out, I mean lay on it on the showroom floor, because that's how it's going to be used for napping and watching.
It is fascinating how well you sleep, Jeff. That's just crazy.
Or dreaming too. I think it's a whole nother level when you're dreaming. The good kind of dreams, not like anxious dreams that keep waking you up. You know, sometimes when you're like, you're kind of dreaming.
Yeah, I'd like those. That I don't have those
when you're
often.
You're half awake, you come out of a nap and you're like, it's like going back into the movie.
Yeah, I nap.
It's all
every
about getting
day.
That comfortable mattress, Molly. You got to get the mattress, dude.
I know.
It's
oh
a dream
God.
Machine. My bed is a dream machine.
Yeah, mine too. And when we're on break and we're down in Florida, that bed, after 2 days, I'm bitching instantly. Like, I miss our bed.
Women should sleep with me, not for me, for the bed.
Yeah.
You're like, that's your selling point.
That's the real ride.
You're on Tinder and it's just a picture of your bed.
It
and
should
everyone's
be.
Like, nice.
Oh, dude, that would be a great experiment. Yeah.
You want to sleep in that bed?
That bed is amazing.
Lay you down.
Let me clarify. Jeff and I both have a bed like this. I'm not saying Jeff's bed is amazing.
I was going to say, speaking from personal experience, in Jeff's bed, you're like,
oh my God. Yeah.
They didn't ask why Americans aren't getting enough sleep. That was the one thing that wasn't covered by the poll. They were just asking basically like sleep numbers. women under the age of 50 were more likely to report that they aren't getting enough sleep. Only 26% of people that they asked are getting 8 or more hours. I mean, that is not great, people.
Yeah, and it's hard on your heart, isn't it?
That's the thing. Heart health is a big one.
God, I want to sleep like you, Jeff. I want to be able to just one time sleep till 11 o'clock.
Oh, it's the best.
No bet. God, that just sounds amazing.
Well, I'm up at 7 on weekends. I can go back to sleep. Most people, when they wake up, they're up.
Okay, that's me.
I can go back to sleep.
Nope.
And a lot of it is that comfortable bed, man. If you get, when the sheets are cool, that's why you got to get that fan. You got to get that two fan system.
I got them. I got it all.
So you're kind of a little bit cold. You need to kind of wrap yourself around a pillow.
Our place is so cold, it's ridiculous. I don't know how Wylene deals with it, but yeah, I've already got air on. So
yeah, maybe people's sleep environment isn't ideal. Like,
you know what? That's what it is. You remember there was that study that came out saying the best temperature to sleep was actually colder because it was like in 68. So Molly, you're torturing your husband.
No, you know what? Trust me. Let's look at the numbers. It's fine. He's fine.
They say it's 65 degrees is the best room temp. And Molly, what an opposite, because most relationship, the man runs hot and she runs cold.
Yeah.
You guys are the opposite.
No, he does run hot. Peter runs hot. I mean, like, Peter's like always.
Well, I'm saying
like,
women are cold all the time.
Yeah, it seems like they're all cold.
Turn the air conditioner on. I'm like, finally in a happy place. It's 76 degrees in our bedroom. I'm like, this is great. He's like, oh my God.
And you guys still have a junky.
I feel like I'm sleeping with Frosty the Snowman.
You guys still have a junky old mattress?
It's not junky. That's the thing about it. It isn't junky.
Now, the way you've described it.
You always sleep on your side. Like if you rolled over to his side of the bed, would you feel the dent?
I'm not a mover sleeper. I'm a sarcophagus. Like once I am baked in,
you're dead.
Yeah, ideally, yeah. I think you should, because with all my back issues I've learned, sleep on your back, coffin pose is the best. Like you're dead in a coffin, hands on your chest.
I can't sleep like that.
Eyes closed, straight back, no pillow.
Oh my God.
Like a vampire. If you open the thing and I open my eyes, that's the best sleep. That's the best position.
I'm wondering if part of the problem recently, I can't get comfortable with my pillows. I can't get comfortable on the mattress. And also, I'm wondering because of the fact that we're in that in-between where, you know, it's still, like, I don't have my weighted blanket on me. And you know that I like to sleep.
I don't even know how you did it. We gave away that. You convinced the sweet Wylene to get a weighted blanket. And, man, that was torture. She got a super heavy one. Jeff, it was so heavy, it was hard to even pull up. And then you feel like talking about
being
in a coffin.
Well, there's different ones. I mean, I don't know which ones she got. I mean,
just
like they're
big
different
one.
Weights.
Oh yeah, this was a heavy one.
I feel like it's that lead blanket they put on you.
That's what it is.
When you're at the dentist so nice. And they take X-rays.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, doesn't it feel great?
I didn't like it because I couldn't move.
Oh, it's not on Peter's side of the bed. I only have like a throw. Are you kidding me? We could not have that on the whole bed. Peter would absolutely.
Yeah, that's what she got. I wish she would have just got the throw then, because she got like a king size. It was like,
God, no, that's got to weigh 500 million pounds.
And when it goes down, let's say it moves down, Molly, to pull it up, it takes two people to pull the thing up. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Oh, that's too bad, because that's, we have separate blankets.
You guys have separate blankets even?
Well, we have one comforter, but I'm saying separate blankets as far as like in the winter when I'm like piling that stuff on.
Oh,
like,
I see.
That weighted blanket's on my side of the bed.
Okay.
It's not on his. And when it does make its way over to the bed, you can see like he'll push it over at night. There's like this like crevice.
So this is an American thing, right?
Yes,
Americans.
This is American.
Yeah, and we're doing it wrong.
Not doing great.
I think we're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big part of it. I think we're distracted. I think we have screens everywhere. And I mean, doctors have said
all
a million
that.
Times, they're like, don't have screens in your bedroom. Make that your happy place.
Sleep like
And while I don't have a television in my bedroom, I have my phone.
You should try and sleep like a child.
How it, like rolled up in a ball?
Yeah, you know how kids just can sleep forever?
Oh my God, yeah. Maybe I will
in
think
In any
that.
Position, they can be head down, like their butts up in the air, whatever. They just
That always cracks me up.
I want to be a child.
Sleep like a child. Big Party
Show! Channel 94.1. Good morning to you. Molly, your mattress. I'm sorry. The way you describe it here in the last few years, mm-hmm. I imagine it just to be the worst mattress ever. That's why I was.
We need to get you like an endorsement.
Yes, we do. We need to get something going on because you just. I always think, as you know, you get older. There's things you splurge on, and there's things that you don't need to. Like you know, like you won't go anything less than real butter, right?
Right.
That's the same thing with a mattress.
Your Kerrygold. It's time for you to get a Kerrygold mattress.
Absolutely. It will change. You will thank us 100% for nagging you about it for the rest of your life.
I just, I would love to have just, I would love to get into bed and just feel like I'm being swept away. And right now it is just, it's like a,
Next time you're in town.
Because, Molly, I'll tell you, until I got this one, every mattress I ever had was secondhand.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I have brothers and sisters, and they're married. So then, you know, they would get a new mattress, and I would get their old one. Like, my first one was my brother's, and I had never had one until, again, we got an endorsement.
Yeah, we were lucky.
And they let us, we did Mattress Firm, mm-hmm. and I did the Goldilocks zone.
I just laid in all of them.
The guy's like, go. He literally said, Molly, it was like shopping for a wedding dress. He goes, the mattress will find you.
And
he goes,
did.
Just go lie on some mattresses and you'll find your spot. And it was like the Goldilocks. I was like,
I found it.
Comfortable mattress I ever laid in.
Yeah. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's why you just need to do it.
Oh, I so agree.
I don't know why. It's like, I understand. I understand, but
like birthday, Christmas, anniversary.
You're right. I mean, it just needs to be something where I just put my foot down.
If you put like $100 down in a bank account, you can have a mattress in a year. One of these mattresses that are, you know.
You got to get the ones that it's adjustable.
You got to get the ones that are expensive. You have to.
You shoot the works. You go all in.
That's where you're going to spend all your time. And as you age, you spend more time there.
I spend all my time. What percentage
of your life do we all spend lying in bed?
Yes. And if you're going to lie there, you're going to sleep.
That can sound pathetic and like a waste of time, right? If you're a go-getter, you're like, who's conquering the world when you're lying in bed? But you don't look at it like that. It's recharge.
Uh-huh.
You can't take on the world unless you put in good hours in that bed, recharging the noodle.
Yeah.
Or doing the,
the rusty trombone.
I don't think that's a bed activity.
Oh, you're right.
The way I saw that photo, I don't think anybody.
Yeah, you gotta stand. You gotta stand.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Terrifying.
You're gonna need some mouthwash for your brain.
Oh my gosh, the brain loofah getting extra work this morning.
So,
all right, so my mattress. This is what I think you should get. When Wylene or the dogs or anything gets on that bed or gets out of the bed, you can't feel it. You can't feel the mattress. Nothing. You can't feel anything.
Haven't you seen the TV ad where they show a glass of OJ sitting on the bed and the guy's jumping up and down and it's not spilling? It's literally almost that legit.
Yes, it is. It's crazy. I've never experienced anything like that before. I love that bed. I love that mattress so much. I almost said if something happens to Wylene or and I, I'm taking the mattress with me.
You're like, I get the bed. Yeah. She's like, okay. Well,
Molly,
when
we got that mattress, right, Wylene laid in it and she looked over and we probably had it about a week. And what she said was this. She goes, we have it made. I'm like, huh? She goes, we have it made. Because she loved that mattress so much. And then, your mattress, I just imagine her to be, you know, super thin and stains all over it. It's, you know, like a hand-me-down.
No,
that's what I imagine it to
be. It's a queen-size pillow mattress. It's just, it's 8 years old, I think, now or something. Like, the way you feel about your mattress is the way I feel about
your children.
About my sectional couch. Like, I'm just like, there we are. That's like where I nap. I nap on the couch. Because I do not feel comfortable napping in bed. Like,
is it good sleep though, or you get sweaty? Like, you can fall asleep on a couch, but then you wake up and you're all sweaty.
No, if I nap on the leather couch,
then that's hot.
Ugh. But like, no, like the sectional is just like one of those.
Is there like a sheen on that leather couch afterwards? I would imagine that just sounds hot to me.
No, like, I love like our leather couch. You on.
Is there a sheen? That sounds hot.
You're like, okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Big Party Show!